This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law, a law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a National Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies, propaganda and corruption of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 21st, 2013. We're in hour one here on the Alternative Media. The website, thealternativemedia.com. We're streaming live there. You can watch the broadcast. Also, alternativemedia.org. Special thanks to our lead researcher, Terry, scouring the globe for news and information. Been a busy week this week, not able to post as much information, but we got the RSS feeds there. A lot of news and information if you want to educate yourself on these matters. As always, a lot of news to cover today and be taking your phone calls in the third hour. But to get us started, some of the headlines we're going to be running down today. IRS officials thought Obama wanted crackdown on Tea Party groups. In the news, how about this? Undocumented L.A. County parents on a pace to receive $650 million in welfare benefits this year. They denied we were in a depression in 1933, and they're doing that in 2013, that article coming up. And next hour, top of the hour, Senator Lindsey Graham to seek authorization for the U.S. to attack Iran. He was on Huckabee this past week, if you were able to catch any of that. Unbelievable. And then next hour, Obama raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. We've got the video on the website we're going to be playing at and having us a big round of laugh because apparently Obama believes, and he may well be correct, I don't know, that the American people are stupid enough to believe that doublespeak. The ACLU unleashed and unaccountable condemns the FBI in a new report. This was covered by Russia Today, and it's really an in-depth scathing of what is happening with the federal government monitoring everybody in the United States. We'll get into that as well. But to get us started, Paul Craig Roberts, one of my favorite writers, wrote an excellent article, and actually this article is over a week old. But I'm going to share it with you because I think it is so poignant to where we find ourselves at today. The name of the article, "The U.S. Government Stands Revealed to the World as a Collection of War Criminals and Liars." And, you know, here, Let's put this into focus. While we've got Senator Graham from South Carolina wanting to attack Iran, you know, more war, we got to start the war to save the peace. McCain doing the same thing. The whole world now knowing that the United States of America bugs the UN, bugs the whole world, bugging embassies. And then yet again trying to poise itself as the one that has the moral high ground to judge and condemn everybody else in the world for their actions. The hypocrisy is just unbelievable. But let's get started with this article. Does the American public have the strength of character to face the fact that the U.S. government stands before the entire world revealed as a collection of war criminals who lie every time that they open their mouth? Will Congress and the American public buy the White House lie that they must support war criminals and liars, or will America lose face? The Obama regime lies are so transparent and blatant that the cautious diplomatic President Putin of Russia lost his patience and stated the fact that we already know John Kerry is a liar. Putin said, "This was very unpleasant and surprising for me. We talked to them, the Americans, and we assume they're decent people, but Kerry is lying and he knows he is lying. This is sad." This is what Putin had to say about Kerry. When Secretary of State Colin Powell was sent to the by the criminal Bush regime to lie to the United Nations, Powell and his chief of staff claimed that Powell did not know he was lying. You see, it's all exposed now. If you are still left behind believing that Bush and Colin Powell did not boldface lie to the United Nations on the faulty intelligence, then you're still trying to hold on to the tired old facade that George W. Bush wasn't just as big a scumbag and piece of trash war criminal liar as what we've got in the White House now. Let's continue. It did not occur to the Secretary of State that the White House would send him to the United Nations to start a war that killed, maimed, and dispossessed millions of Iraqis on the basis of total lies. The despicable John Kerry knows that he is lying. Here is the American Secretary of State and Obama knowingly lying to the world. There's not been a shred of integrity in the U.S. government. No respect for the truth, justice, morality, or human life. Here are two people so evil that they want to repeat in Syria what Bush and the rest of the war criminals did in Iraq. How can the American people and the representatives in Congress tolerate these extraordinary criminals? Why are not Obama and John Kerry impeached? The Obama regime has every quality of Nazi Germany and the communist Germany, only that the Obama regime is worse. The Obama regime spies on the entire world and then lies about it. The Obama regime is fully engaged in killing people in seven countries. Whether the criminal Obama regime can purchase the collaboration of Congress and the European puppet states in a transparent war crime will soon be decided. The decision will determine the fate of the world. As for facts, the report released by the UN by the Russian government concludes that the weapons used in the chemical attacks in Syria are similar to the weapons in the hands of al-Nusra and are different from the weapons known to be possessed by Syria. The Obama regime has released no evidence to the UN. This is because the criminal regime has no evidence, only their fairy tales. If the Obama regime had any evidence, the evidence would have been released to the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, to enable him to carry the vote of Parliament. Now, that is true. In the absence of any evidence, Cameron had to admit to Parliament that they had no evidence, only a belief that the Syrian government had used chemical weapons. Parliament told Washington's puppet that the British people were not going to war on the basis of the Prime Minister's unsubstantiated beliefs. Are the American people and the rest of the world just going to stand there sucking their thumbs while the new Nazi state rises in Washington? Congress must vote down the war and make it clear to Obama that if he defies constitutional powers, Congress will impeach him. Well, it sounds good, but I wouldn't hold my breath. If the U.S. Congress is too corrupt or too incompetent to do its duty, the rest of the world must join the U.N. General Secretary and the President of Russia and declare that unilateral military aggression by the U.S. government is war crimes and that war criminals, even in the U.S. government, will be isolated in the international community. Now, if you're unaware, Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary to the Treasury during the Reagan administration, and Look, I know that is sad facts. That's a bitter pill to have to swallow. But it is where we find ourselves at today. I am in disbelief. Being raised in this country, having to come to grips with the sad facts of what a bunch of criminals and liars not only run the government, but are in our media and are in cahoots with the government, disseminating constant lies to the public. The next one, coming back, we're going to get into the lies they're telling the American people about the state of the economy. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying this is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. And this article, they denied that we were in a depression in 1933, and they're doing it again in 2013. It is on our website, thealternativemedia.com, under the economic collapse RSS feed. I think it's about the fifth one down. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The Great Depression actually started in 1929, but as you will see in this article, as late as 1933, the Associated Press was still pumping out lots of news stories with optimistic economic headlines, and many Americans at that time did not believe they were actually in a depression. And of course, we are experiencing the very same thing today. The United States is in the worst financial shape that it has ever been in. Our economic infrastructure is being systematically gutted, and poverty is absolutely exploding. Since the stock market crash of 2008, the Federal Reserve has been wildly printing money, and the federal government has been running trillion-dollar deficits in a desperate attempt to stabilize things. But in the process, they have made our long-term economic problems far worse. It would be hard to overstate how dire our situation is, and yet the mainstream media continues to assure us that everything is just fine and that happy days are here again. The mainstream media was doing the exact same thing back in the days of the Great Depression. Now, the following are actually Associated Press headlines from 1933. Decisive break from panic shown in business figures. Market spurt to new highs. New farm bill to end depression. And the following is a headline discovery from 1933. I was browsing through old newspapers the other day, and I discovered a page filled with news about the stock market and banks in the Daily Capital News from Jefferson City. Now, this is by Linda Gowen. The date was March 15, 1933, well into the Depression, and the news was cautiously celebratory as a headline read, "Era of Fear is Declared at End Now." The Depression-era classic song entitled "Happy Days Are Here Again" was played at the Democratic National Convention in 1932, and it went on to be featured by the Democrats, and many years after that. The following is an excerpt from a Wikipedia article about the song. Today, the song is probably best remembered as the campaign song for Franklin Delano Roosevelt's successful 1932 presidential campaign, according to Time magazine. It gained prominence after a spontaneous decision by Roosevelt's advisors to play it at the 1932 Democrat National Convention. And it went on to become the Democrat Party's unofficial theme song for years to come. There's only one huge problem. The election of Roosevelt didn't end the Depression. Years of bitter economic suffering, the Dust Bowl conditions, still lied ahead. The Great Depression continued all the way up to the start of World War II, and the war years were certainly no picnic for average folks either. But at least cheery headlines can make people feel better, right? That's what some believe. Others believe that giving people false hope is very cruel and that it sets up people for failure. The following are some actual headlines that were found on mainstream news media this past week. Recession risk gone in all U.S. states but one, Moody's. Foreclosure crisis drawing to a close. Stock market closed near highs. Wow, those headlines sound great. So happy days are here again, right? Not quite. In fact, things continue to get worse in a whole host of ways. Just consider the following statistics. According to a brand new Gallup poll that was just released, 20% of all Americans did not have enough money to buy food that they or their families needed at some point in the past 12 months. That's just under the record 20.4%. That was back in November of 2008. Gallup also found that the ability of American families to meet some of their other most basic needs is at an all-time low. More than 90 million working-age Americans are considered to be not in the workforce. The labor force participation rate is at the lowest it's been for 35 years. 516,000 Americans left the labor force last month. That was a brand new high. The number of private sector jobs dropped by 278,000 last month. 77% of the jobs that have been created so far this year have been part-time jobs. Approximately one out of every four part-time workers in America is living below the poverty line. Right now, 40% of all U.S. workers are making less than what a full-time minimum wage worker made back in 1968. The U.S. trade deficit with China has hit a brand new record high. The U.S. trade deficit with the EU has hit a brand new record high. The number of U.S. households on food stamps is at a brand new record high. One of the largest furniture manufacturers in America was just forced into bankruptcy. The maker of furniture brands such as Thomasville, Broyhill Lane, and Drexel Heritage said Monday that it was filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Total mortgage activity has dropped to the lowest level that we've seen since October 2008. Yes, those in the top 1% are doing very well for the moment, thanks to the reckless money printing that the Federal Reserve's doing. But for most Americans, the last several years have been a continual struggle. According to one recent survey, 4 out of 5 U.S. adults struggle with joblessness, near poverty, or reliance on welfare. The growth rate of real disposable personal income is the lowest that it's been in decades. Median household incomes has fallen by 7.8% since the year 2000. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the middle class is taking home a smaller share of the overall income pie that has ever been recorded before. The home ownership rate in the United States is the lowest it's been in 18 years. Right here, we should all have a collective, what a great job the Republicrats and the Democrats are doing at completely destroying our way of life in America. All of this while Barack Obama is saying raising the debt ceiling does not increase the debt. We'll get to that shortly. It is more expensive to rent a home in America than ever before. In fact, median asking rent for vacant rental units just hit a brand new all-time record high. According to one recent survey, 76% of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. The U.S. economy actually lost 240,000 full-time jobs last month, and the number of full-time workers in the United States is now about 6 million below the old record that was set back in 2000. The largest employer in the United States right now is Walmart. The second largest employer in the United States right now is a temporary agency, Kelly Services. 1 out of every 10 jobs in the United States is now filled through temp agents. According to the Social Security Administration, 40% of all workers in the United States make less than $20,000 a year. Let that sink in, friend. The ratio of wages and salaries to GDP is at near an all-time record low. The U.S. economy continues to trade good-paying jobs for low-paying jobs. 60% of the jobs lost during the last recession were mid-wage jobs, but 58% of the jobs created since then have been low-wage jobs. Back in 1980, less than 30% of all jobs in the United States were low-income jobs. Today, more than 40% of all jobs in the United States are low-income jobs. At this point, 1 out of every 4 American workers has a job that pays $10 an hour or less. Look, get out of the left-right paradigm. Quit trying to believe that one party is going to save us over the other. Both parties, it's the two-party, one-party system. They're destroying our country and our way of life. Wake up, people, wake up. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in a moment.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Nibbling on three cheese, laying in a cool breeze, waiting for my food stamps to come in. Talking on my free phone, living this easy could be a sin. Wasting away again in Obamaville, spending tax money from the government's vault. Some people claim that it's George Bush to blame, but I know it's Obama's fault. Signed up for welfare, I get free health care. Lost my job with nothing to do.
All right, little Obamaville for you there, sent to me by one of the listeners. Decided to use it today because, hey, we need more. We need some humor in light of these facts I'm sharing with you today. I've got a few more I'm going to run down with you. Again, this article is posted on thealternativemedia.com under the RSS feed for the Economic Collapse blog. According to one study, between 1969 and 2009, the median wages earned by American men between the ages 30 and 50 declined by 27% after you account for inflation. In the year 2000, about 17 million Americans were employed in manufacturing. Today, only 12 million Americans are employed in manufacturing. The United States has lost more than 56,000 manufacturing facilities since the year 2001. The average number of hours worked per employed person per year has fallen by about 100 since the year 2000. Back in the year 2000, more than 64% of all working-age Americans had a job. Today, only 58.7% of all working-age Americans even have a job. When you total up all working-age Americans that do have a job, it comes to more than 100 million. The average duration of unemployment in the United States is nearly three times as long as it was in the year 2000. The percentage of Americans that are self-employed has steadily declined over the past decade and now is at an all-time low. Right now, there are 20.2 million Americans that spend more than half of their incomes on housing. That represents a 46% increase from the year 2001. In 1989, the debt-to-income ratio of the average American family was about 58%. Today, it is up to 154%. Total U.S. household debt grew from just $1.4 trillion in 1980 to a whopping $13.7 trillion in 2007. This has played a huge role in the financial crisis of 2008, and the problem has still not been solved. The total amount of student loan debt in the United States recently surpassed $1 trillion. Today, the home mortgage debt in the United States is now about five times larger than it was just 20 years ago. Back in the year 2000, the mortgage delinquency rate was about 2%. Today, it is over 10%. Consumer debt in the United States has risen by a whopping 1,700% since 1971, and 46% of all Americans carry a credit card balance from month to month. In 1999, 64% of Americans were covered by employment-based health care. Today, only 55% are covered by employment-based health care. Each year, the average American must work 107 days just to make enough money to pay local, state, and federal taxes. Today, approximately 46.2 million Americans are living in poverty. The total number of Americans living in poverty has increased by more than 15 million since the year 2000. Families that have a head of household under the age of 30 have a poverty rate of 37%. At this point, approximately 25 million American adults are living with their parents. In the year 2000, there were only 17 million Americans on food stamps. Today, there are more than 47 million Americans on food stamps. All right, I know that's a lot of numbers and a lot of facts, but it needs to be a part of the broadcast, and people need to wake up to what's really going on. When the government gutted our manufacturing and we experienced the giant sucking sound, and nothing is manufactured in this country, this is the result. And that was no accident. It's been done by design. They're taking us where they want us to go. It's not Democrat and Republican. It's both. And the insanity just continues. Listen to this story that the Los Angeles Times ran this past week. It was also ran by CBSLA.com. A projected $650 million in welfare benefits will be distributed to illegal aliens just in that county. Can you believe that? In the year 2013, Supervisor Michael Antonovich announced the latest figures from the Department of Public Social Services, which showed more than $376 million in CalWORK benefits and food stamps combined have been distributed through July to illegal aliens. Approximately $54 million in welfare payments are issued each month, consisting of nearly $20 million in CalWORKs and $34 million in food stamps, according to the data. When you add the $550 million for public safety and nearly $500 million for health care, the total cost for illegal immigrants to county taxpayers exceeds $1.6 billion per year. I'm just reading the article. Oh, insanity. The things that government is doing in this country. Again, I will state it for the record. This has nothing to do with race. It has to do with common sense in government. The people that work that are American citizens can't afford to shell out that kind of money to support people that broke the law to get here. No matter who they are or where they're from. It's doomed to fail by design. This is what they're doing. And when you see numbers like that, it just boggles your mind. Boggles your mind. I'm going to move on because I got several articles I want to get in this hour. Now, this is coming in from the WashingtonTimes.com. IRS employees were acutely aware in 2010 that President Obama wanted to crack down on conservative organizations that were egged into targeting Tea Party groups by press reports mocking the emerging movement, according to an interim report being circulated Tuesday by House investigators. This was no accident, and look, nothing has come of it. It's just like Fast and Furious, all these scandals, nothing comes of it. They just continue. I mean, here we are in the year 2013, and the federal government of the United States under Barack Obama has basically announced we listen to everyone's phone calls, we read everybody's emails, not just in the United States, but the entire world if we so choose. We bug the UN, we bug embassies, we target conservative groups in America, and nothing is going to come from it. The mask is off, people. The curtain has been pulled back, and now you can see the ugliness that stands before you. The report by staffers for Darrow Issa, California Republican and chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, quoted two Internal Revenue Service officials saying the Tea Party applications were singled out in the targeting program that has the agency under investigation because they were likely to attract media attention. In the report, the investigators claim they do not find evidence that IRS employees received orders from politicians to target the Tea Party, and agency officials deny overt bias or even political motives. But the report says the IRS was at least taking cues from political leaders and designed special policies to review Tea Party applications, including dispatching some of them to Washington to be vetted by headquarters. Now, let's remember, when we ran down this story a couple of months ago, remember when they were having to send the prayers that they said? Remember when they were having to give them all of their information so you could get your tax-exempt status from the federal government? The government is completely out of control in America. If you don't know that, you're one of the few in the world that don't seem to understand what's going on here. The rest of the world understands. Turn off CNN and all any of the mainstream media outlets, Fox News, all of them, and ease over there to Russia Today or Press TV or RepublicBroadcasting.org or TheAlternativeMedia.com and take a look at what the real truth is, people. We come back, we'll continue with the story you're listening to, The Alternative Media with Farron, back in moments.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com. John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio, the website's alternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. Support the broadcast if you can. Donate, carportsgarages.com if you're looking for a carport. And we've got another article. We're talking about the IRS targeting the Tea Party groups. This came in from WashingtonTimes.com. Republicans investigating the IRS targeting scandal said Wednesday that the agency continued to conduct secret surveillance on Tea Party groups even after approving them for tax-exempt status. So even after you were approved, they still wasn't done with you. Acting Commissioner Danny Werfel said he shut down the monitoring program after he found out about it and said he has halted all audits of tax-exempt organizations based on political activity as he tries to get a handle on the embattled agency. It's interesting, friends, as we find ourselves here in America today. Not only does the federal government target your Tea Party organizations that, what do they stand for? Conservative government, not raising the debt, reining in spending, hopefully stopping all of the wars of aggression, returning to constitutional principles. So they're the ones targeted. Who else does the government say they target? Veterans, Ron Paul supporters. Oh, what if you was to mention Chuck Baldwin or the Constitution Party? Well, you're the target. You are the new enemy. Well, you might even be a domestic terrorist. We need to read all of your emails, listen to all of your phone calls, and spy on you continuously. It is 1984. I'll say it again. We're living in George Orwell's 1984 with a great big splash of They Live and then a gigantic dose of the movie Idiocracy. Mr. Werfel, who was tapped 4 months ago to clean up the Internal Revenue Service after the targeting came to light, also told Congress he is troubled by emails sent by Lois Lerner, the woman at the center of the targeting scandal that raises questions about her behavior. He said he has asked the internal investigators to follow up on those emails. There are certain documents that raise questions, and when I looked at them, I thought they raised questions, Mr. Werfel said. The ones that I thought raised questions, I provided directly to the Inspector General, and I also provided them to the Accountability Review Board within the IRS, which is set up to review this matter to see what actions may warrant personal action or discipline. They'll probably all get raises. In one of those emails, Ms. Lerner wrote that dealing with Tea Party applications was very dangerous. And in another, she seemed to indicate that she was looking for ways to deny charitable organizations' label to groups without having to accuse them of any political activity. In both cases, Mr. Werfel said, it wasn't fully clear what Ms. Lerner was intending, which is why he asked for the reviews. Several congressional committees also are investigating the IRS, and the House Ways and Means Committee said scrutiny has expanded to the surveillance program in which dozens of organizations, most of them conservative-leaning, were monitored even after they were approved. So here you've got, wouldn't Hitler be proud to have a surveillance system like this on the American people, where just because you try to assert yourself into the body politic and you stand for conservative values, you are the enemy. Now, what's going to come of this? Nothing. Nothing will come of this. Nothing ever does. All these committees are going to get together and they're going to talk about it and they're going to spend money. And at the end of it, they may find a lowly peon. The head may roll on the lowly peon. Even if that happens. But that's up for debate. And they'll probably just get better at covering up and continuing their action. You know, it's interesting. I think Tex Mars told us the truth when he said, all this is just coming to light so that you will accept it and go on. And that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to continue. You know, Obama's going to be on the news, like we've seen, saying, we're not monitoring everybody's emails, and it's only when we have a real reason to do so. They feel like they have a reason to do so on everyone. You carry your digital device. We've all been pushed into, and some not pushed, some embrace everything being on the internet. And this is giving the government everything they need, not only in America, but the whole world, for surveillance. They should be able to stop and prevent most everything, shouldn't they, since they read and listen to all of your conversations? This will become the new norm, unfortunately, as this society moves forward. I wanted to say, while we've got just a couple of minutes left, you know, there was the rally in Rowan this past Monday. ReturnAmerica.org was the organization, Pastor Ronnie Beatty, Berean Baptist Church, out of Winston. Because a federal judge has ruled that county commissioners can't pray in Jesus' name. Something that's been going on for, I guess, 2 centuries. But it was a great turnout at the event. We did make a little short video. And it's posted on the website, WDSL1520.com. And there was, I'm talking about, there was a great turnout at the event. There was thousands of people that showed up and churches from all over. So there is more people getting involved, I believe, in the political aspect of what's going on than ever before. People are tired of the political correctness. They're tired of government run amok. They're tired of being told what to do by bureaucrats, whether it be federal judges that are appointed, not elected, or whether it be stemming from Washington, D.C. And that is why we saw such a turnout at the event in Rowan County. All right, had to check on something there for a quick second. Next hour, we're going to be running down quite a few stories. Senator Lindsey Graham to seek authorization for U.S. attack on Iran. And we've also got a story in PrepperSPodcast.com. 4 million rounds of ammunition a year for an agency that won't enforce immigration law. Today, the Department of Homeland Security has issued a pre-solicitation for over 2 million rounds per year of 12-gauge, 2¾-inch, 1 ounce Foster rifled slugs, shotgun rounds, as well as 2 million of standard recoil. DHS intends to use the ammunition for customs and border protection and immigration and custom enforcement agencies spread throughout the U.S., Hawaii, Alaska, and territories. A Foster slug, invented by Carl Foster in 1931, is a shotgun slug designed to be fired through a smoothbore shotgun barrel. Foster invented the slug for deer hunting during the Great Depression using smoothbore choked shotguns, as first they were hand-casted and solid to neighbors to feed their families. The Foster is the standard American shotgun slug. They are sometimes referred to as American slugs. However, the slug is designed to increase the shooter's accuracy out to 75 to 100 yards, depending on the type of barrel. So this is interesting. This is interesting to see 4 million rounds of this being bought. So this is why when you go to buy ammunition, you're seeing the shelves bare. You know, we've talked about this before. But I believe it is the arms race. The government is creating the arms race since they're having such a hard time coming at the Second Amendment to take your guns away. They're saying, we'll buy up all the ammunition. And, you know, this could be a prelude for the fact that they know what is really on the horizon. Now, this all follows recent ammunition and weapon purchases by both agencies earlier this month. ICE already has a solicitation for over $500,000 in 12-gauge double-lock reduced coil ammunition, and CBP requested the purchase of 287 Remington 870 shotgun. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Lindsey Graham. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.